Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for this beautiful psalm we've gone through, Father God, where we see the blessings of the righteous, Father God, and now we go on to see the other side, Father God, of the unrighteous and self-righteous, the wicked, and Lord, we pray for them as well, Father God. We thank you that, as we see in the psalm, Father God, our light and the beauty that we've got turns their stomach, Father God, and just gets them to fade away and go nowhere, because we walk in the light and we are the light. But I thank you, Lord, that it brings them to a place, Father God, of also humility and humbling themselves and embracing you and embracing your word, Father God, because embracing you, you are everything that the word tells us. And so, Father God, we just love your word, Father God. And so help draw self-righteous and the unrighteous, draw the wicked and draw the natural man to you. In Jesus' name, and like Jesus, Lord, we pray, forgive them, because they know not what they do and what they say, and they just caught up in the lies of the evil one, because it's the devil that's come to lie. But thank you, Jesus, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Jesus, you've come to give us life and life in abundance, in Jesus' name. Okay, the last verse in the Psalm 112.
But the wicked take one look at a life lived like this, and they grit their teeth in anger, not understanding their bliss. The wicked slink away speechless in the darkness that falls, where hope dies and all their dreams fade away to nothing, nothing at all.
Yeah, sure. So we see, you know, if we don't embrace this, the word, the kingdom realities, kingdom is here. I mean, you can't be born again if you don't enter the kingdom. And you can't be born again if you don't see the kingdom. And that's what Jesus says in John 3, verse 3 and verse 5. And it's through the Spirit and the Word that we're born of and what we take hold of. And then just like I think of Elijah, he could see the spiritual realities. It was real to him. They were around him, but Gehazi couldn't. But then Elijah prayed, and then Gehazi saw it. And so we also pray, Father God, that those that haven't entered the kingdom, that they see that you draw close, because at the end of the day, we couldn't be born again unless you drew us close and you came and made yourself real to us, Father God, because you're the gate into the kingdom, and then you're the shepherd in the kingdom. So we enter in, and then we listen to you and you lead us on. So thank you, Father God, that our lives can be lights, and we just stay. The light just gets brighter and brighter, and we thank you. Yes, you can bring the wicked, the natural man, the unrighteous and self-righteous to their knees. But I thank you that so that they can wake up, Lord, and stand up in the goodness that is available, the kingdom that is here, the beautiful realities, Father God. Yeah, thank you, Jesus, for doing your mighty work. And we appreciate your goodness upon us, Father God. And your will be done and your kingdom come.
Amen.
Amen.